The president and COO of Woodbine is Nick Eaves. Nick, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Mike. Good morning.
Thank you. I know this is an old story in your industry. It wasn't to me. So if I can maybe get you to give us the Coles Notes version of what happened in Quebec.
Sure. Well, the unfortunately, Quebec Racing's been in some trouble for the last couple of years. It looked as though it might have a resurgence when the assets were acquired by a fellow named Paul Massicott, who has a real sort of love of the business and invested some real money in trying to rebuild the business. And I think he did that expecting certain performance on the part of the province of Quebec. It didn't happen. There was a real dispute around the provincial tax structure and the way in which revenue from their slot machines would be shared, and all of that turned into a bit of a bun fight, which forced the entity called Attractions Hapeek into bankruptcy protection in late 2008. And unfortunately, a couple of months ago, the live racing at each of the remaining tracks in Quebec ceased. So it was a real sort of downward spiral, unfortunately, which, as I say, resulted in racing ceasing a few months ago.
There can be money to be made, obviously, in the sport. Why did the Quebec government get out of it and privatize it?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know the answer. Okay. I can only imagine it's political there, as it is almost everywhere.
Sure, absolutely. So what's the spinoff in Ontario? There's no OTB betting now in Quebec either, correct?
That's right. There's no live racing in Quebec. There's no legal wagering of any kind on horse racing in Quebec.
Can they wager legally over the internet?
Not in Quebec, they can.
Really?
That's the challenge. I mean, one of their growing lines of business was the internet wagering system, which they'd had in place for a couple of years. It shut down along with everything else. So, and they'd been doing fairly brisk business through that application. So, as you might imagine, those customers who have been fans of racing, living in Quebec for some time, have found alternatives. And in every case, they would be illegal, unregulated, offshore options of different kinds. So, it's just simple. There's no legal wagering on horse racing taking place in the province of Quebec right now.
Now, if somebody from out of province or aside from being at the racetrack is to go, let's say I'm sitting in Quebec City and there's a race in the fifth at Woodbine that I'm interested in and put some money on it, how does my money trickle back to Woodbine? What kind of cut are you getting from that bet?
So to be clear, obviously they can't do that today.
But okay, sure. Okay, just when it was legal.
Yeah. So when that was happening, sure. Before they ceased their operations, they would pay us a commission for our for the right to bet on our product. So in that case, the majority of the income from wagering that was being bet by Quebec customers would stay in the province of Quebec. They would go and put some of that into purses and other operating costs. Woodbine would have received a commission from the amount bet on our product.
Mm-hmm. And so this is a fairly significant loss of revenue for you.
It is. I mean, I know the report in the Globe and Mail on the weekend referenced the $500,000 a week in wagering. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not an insignificant number. It's thankfully only a relatively small part of the total wagering that various markets bet on Woodbine. But I mean, in this day when it's pretty tough to grow a business, never mind hold the line, to see that type of reduction is a bit of a tough thing.
Nick Eaves joins us, the president and COO of Woodbine. I would assume if you went 10 years back in history and said to pony players and those in the industry in Quebec that 10 years from today there would be no horse racing live or OTBs in Quebec, they would have laughed at you. What's the future like here in Ontario?
Well, thankfully, the future in Ontario is a lot stronger than Quebec and elsewhere. I mean, certainly across Canada, horse racing is having a tough time, mainly because there is such an awful lot of competition.
Sure.
on the entertainment front, on the broader gaming front. At Woodbine, we had a pretty strong thoroughbred season. We just announced our meet and results, and we grew the business by about 7% in 2009. So we're pleased about that. We haven't enjoyed the same level of success on our standardbred product, so that's an area that we're focusing on. But you blend the two, we're showing some growth. We're going to have to work awfully hard to keep building that business, and certainly things like our partnership with the provincial government through the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation and the slot machines that they operate at our racetracks help. We've got a really exciting project called Woodbine Live coming soon at Woodbine, where we're going to develop the property and offer a range of new entertainment activities that'll attract a much wider demographic of customers to come out to our property. So we have some options available to us that perhaps some other markets don't have, and we're going to make sure that we capitalize on them.
I know it's not your track, but you are in the same industry. In Fort Erie, obviously, there is a little bit of concern with a potential NASCAR track coming in. As you mentioned, more competition, and with the casinos down Niagara Way, that's always been a problem. What do you know about the future of horse racing live in Fort Erie?
I don't know anything you don't know.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it doesn't look terribly bright. We owned Fort Erie Racetrack up until 1997, and we sold it 12 years ago because certainly we were concerned that there wasn't enough of a market there. We saw the competition really building up around in Niagara Falls, both Ontario and New York, and Buffalo, New York, and elsewhere. So, it's a small market where there's plenty of other competition and not enough demand for the racing business there. So I don't know that there's a whole lot of reason for optimism for that track. A year ago, people were having the same discussions, and it didn't look as though it would get open for this 2009 racing season. It did because a couple of people stepped in and put up some money. And the real question is, will that investment be there for the 2010 season? And it certainly, there's no indication today that that's going to be the case.
To bring this full circle, let me ask you about the future in Quebec, and what are the possibilities to try and get live gate back in Quebec?
Well, it's a tricky thing to understand. At the moment, the former operator is under creditor protection, so that limits what both the regulator and other interested operators can do. We've had conversations with a couple of interested groups that want to see the return of live racing in Quebec, and these are invested industry participants that have a financial interest in racing, and it's been their livelihood for some time. So we'll work with whoever emerges as the group that can get live racing started again in Quebec, if there's a will on the part of the province to help them. So we've tried to do it in stages. We've said that we operate, Woodbine does, a national, with the exception of Quebec, account wagering operation that has both telephone wagering and internet wagering. We've indicated that we'd be more than happy to work with the province of Quebec to at least make that legal alternative available to their customers. And again, it's a bit complicated because of the bankruptcy protection and really the latitude that the regulator has. But we've indicated that we'd be delighted to help and want to try and bring about or play a part in bringing about a solution, because even though it's not our market, a failure of any kind in horse racing is not a good thing for those of us who are in the business. So we have it's in our interest to try and help them enjoy some success.
Well, if it's an interesting story to somebody on the outside like me, it must be fascinating to the folks in your industry. And Nick, I want to thank you for coming and clarifying some of this stuff up for us. And thank you so much. Have a great holiday season.
Thank you, Mike. You too.
Thanks, Nick. Nick Eves joining us, the president and COO of Woodbine.